Good afternoon.
This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention begins at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar hails youths as defining factor of India's advancement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh this evening. First meeting of JPC on One Nation, One Election begins in New Delhi. Bangladesh revokes passport of ousted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. In badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto advance to mixed doubles of pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is on the way to address long-standing challenges to build a modern, inclusive and progressive society. He said, "Our quest is unique because the largest nation in the world is developing in that manner in a democratic framework." The minister stressed that the mantra of that journey is, as Prime Minister Modi says, to advance on the two legs of technology and tradition. Dr. Jaishankar also said, youth can surely be the defining factor in the pace of that endeavour and the realisation of our goals.
The special contribution that young minds make at home and abroad, and indeed in connecting them more effectively for mutual good. At a time when so many key developments in the world are being shaped by this younger generation, whether we talk of AI or EV, innovation or startup, space or drones, sports, chess, cricket, there is all the more reason to do so.
Addressing the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, jointly organised by the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and the Odisha Government at Bhubaneswar this morning, the External Affairs Minister said, India has just started a journey towards Vikasit Bharat in the Amrit Kaal.
At home, we have just started our journey towards Viksit Bharat in the Amrit Kaal. This is an endeavour that is very much about the future generation. After all, it is in this period that they will come to the front ranks of our society and lead our nation. A large part of our efforts is to give the right motivation to the younger generation to accelerate their efforts. While development itself is a very complex task, it becomes much easier when we are confident that nothing is beyond us.
The minister remarked that given the rapidity of changes underway, it is also essential that we step up efforts to keep the diaspora continuously connected. Union ministers Kirti Vardhan Singh, Pavitra Margarita, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, Raksha Nikhil Khadse and Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi attended the convention. We have more from our correspondent.
The three-day-long 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention kicked off this morning at Bhubaneswar in Odisha with more than 6,000 non-resident Indians from about 75 countries participating in it. The convention is considered as a significant occasion to celebrate India's relationship with the global Indian community. The event will be formally inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and will include a wide range of activities that highlight the contributions of the Indian diaspora in shaping India's development and its global stature. President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carlo Kangalu, will virtually participate in the convention as the chief guest of this edition, which is being held on the theme Diaspora Contribution on a Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory session on Friday. The president will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman upon members of the Indian diaspora to recognize their achievements in various fields. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam today. He will lay the foundation stone for the 1,85,000 crore rupees state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimadaka near Visakhapatnam. This will be the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Visakhapatnam this evening to lay foundation stones and inaugurate slew of infrastructure projects with potential to create more than 1 lakh jobs. The Prime Minister will participate in a roadshow along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan before addressing the public meeting at Andhra University Engineering College ground. Along with the NTPC Green Hydrogen Project, the Prime Minister will virtually lay the foundation stone of various railway and road projects worth over ₹19,500 crore, which include the South Coast Railway headquarters at Visakhapatnam and the bulk drug park at Nakkapalli in Anakapalli district. The Prime Minister will also virtually lay the foundation stone of Krishnapatnam Industrial Area, Chris City, under Chennai-Bengaluru Industrial Corridor in Tirupati district. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Visakhapatnam.
The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election is underway in New Delhi. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to media, committee chairperson BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary said, as far as the procedure is concerned, the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from the judiciary or political parties.
हम प्रयास करेंगे कि सारे स्टेक होल्डर्स हैं जिसकी ओपिनियन जिसकी राय बहुत अहम है चाहे वो लीगल एक्सपर्ट हों चाहे सिविल सोसाइटी से हों चाहे जुडिशरी से हों अलग अलग क्षेत्र से पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज हों कि हम सबको सुने सबकी राय लें और उस राय को लेने के बाद जो पार्लियामेंट ने हमें बिल दिया है उसको हम ओपन माइंड से उसको एग्जामिन करेंगे.
During the meeting, the representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said around 1.8 lakh deaths occurred due to road accidents in 2024. Addressing a press conference on road safety meeting with transport ministers of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari mentioned that nearly 30,000 people died because of not wearing a helmet.
1,80,000 मौतें हुई 30,000 लोगों की मौतें जो है वो हेलमेट न पहनने के कारण हुई है मेरी बात ये है कि 18 से 34 वयोगट में 66% मौतें हुई है हमारे स्कूल और कॉलेज के सामने एग्जिट एंट्री पॉइंट में उसकी ठीक व्यवस्था न होने के कारण 10,000 बच्चों की मौतें हुई पहली बात तो रोड सेफ्टी इस विषय पर काफी डिटेल में चर्चा हुई और ब्लैक स्पॉट्स को आइडेंटिफाई करना रोड इंजीनियरिंग ऑटोमोबाइल इंजीनियरिंग में हमने सुधार किए हैं आइडेंटिफाई करके रीजन पे चर्चा हुई और आगे सबने मिलकर ये निर्धारण तय किया कि हम इसको कम करने की कोशिश करेंगे.
He highlighted that a cashless treatment scheme for road accident victims was launched during the meeting. Mr. Gadkari said the government under this scheme will provide maximum of up to 1.5 lakh rupees for treatment to accident victims. Around 2 lakh rupees will be provided for the deceased in hit and run cases. In Assam, 21 para divers this morning retrieved the body of one of the trapped coal miners from the flooded mine after more than 48 hours. Intensive search and rescue operations are underway to rescue the remaining trapped miners. Army, Navy, NDRF, SDRF and other agencies are working continuously to rescue the trapped coal miners. More from our correspondent.
21 para divers this morning retrieved one body of trapped coal miners from the flooded mine after more than 48 hours. The deceased has been identified as Ganga Bahadur Shrestha of Nepal. Army, Navy, NDRF and SDRF have intensified rescue operations. Indian Navy has deployed highly trained clearance divers skilled in deep depth diving and recovery operations and using underwater remotely operated vehicles. Aminul Haq Zardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Political activities are gaining momentum in Delhi with the announcement of the assembly poll schedule. The fight between the ruling Aam Aadmi Party and opposition BJP has escalated on the issue of alleged lavish spending on Arvind Kejriwal's residence as Delhi Chief Minister. Briefing media, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that public money has been spent for all kinds of lavish facilities in the CM house.
अगर आपकी बातों में रत्ती भर भी सच्चाई थी तो आज चुनाव आचार संहिता लगने की इंतजार क्यों कर रहे थे आप? कल तक तो पीडब्ल्यूडी मंत्री महोदय के हाथ में सब कुछ था। ये लाचारी है या बाजीगरी है ये दिल्ली की जनता भली भांति समझ रही है। और फिर उसके बाद जिस ढंग से सरकारी कर्मचारियों को धमकाते हुए दिखाई पड़े, ये निश्चित रूप से दिल्ली और सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट दोनों के सरकारी कर्मचारियों का भी अपमान।
Responding to the allegations, AAP leader Saurabh Bharadwaj said the CM residence and the PM residence both were constructed using taxpayers' money and they should be shown to everyone through the media. The Marathi language has officially been granted the status of a classical language following the issuance of the government resolution GR today. Maharashtra's Minister of Marathi Language Uday Samant met with Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat in Delhi, where Mr. Shekhawat formally handed over the GR officially recognizing Marathi as a classical language. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Bangladesh Department of Immigration and Passports has cancelled the passports of 97 people, including ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, due to their alleged involvement in enforced disappearances and the July killings. Chief Advisors Deputy Press Secretary Abul Kalam Azad told media in Dhaka that the Passports Department cancelled passports of 22 people involved in enforced disappearances, while passports of 75 people, including Sheikh Hasina, were revoked due to their involvement in the July killings. Earlier on Monday, the International Crimes Tribunal issued arrest warrants against 11 people, including ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, her former defence advisor, Major General retired Tariq Ahmed Siddiq, and former Inspector General of Police Benazir Ahmed. A bilateral meeting was held between Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of the Maldives, Mohammad Hassan Mamoun, in New Delhi today. During the talks, the two ministers reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. Making initial remarks, the Defence Minister said India has been offering avenues of capacity building to the Maldives in all fields of defence cooperation to enhance the capability of the Maldives' National Defence Forces.
India will continue to support Maldives and the Maldives National Defence Force in their capacity building efforts through projects, equipment and training. As a trusted partner and a close friend, I assure you that India will continue to support Maldives on its development needs and the welfare of its people. We hope that under your charge, our defence and security partnership will grow further and contribute towards deeper ties between our two countries.
The Defence Minister of the Maldives is on a three-day visit to India. During his stay, he will also be visiting Goa and Mumbai. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep entire North India. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold day conditions in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and North Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said dense to very dense fog conditions will prevail during morning and night hours in some parts of Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 2 days.
We are expecting a fresh western disturbance after a couple of days, which will affect northwest India from 10th. During the next few days, over northeast India, there is some thunderstorm activity likely, but the main phenomenon over entire north India today will be fog conditions. And the fog will be very dense today and tomorrow over Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, because the northwesterly winds, which were strong yesterday, are likely to weaken from tonight.
In badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto entered the pre-quarter finals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. The ace duo defeated Sung Hyun Ko and Hye Won Yeom of South Korea this morning. The star Indian duo will next take on Chi Shang and Shi Xing Cheng of China in the round of 16 tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention begins at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar hails youth as defining factor of India's advancement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh this evening. First meeting of JPC on One Nation, One Election begins in New Delhi. Bangladesh revokes passport of ousted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. And in badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto advance to mixed doubles of pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open. And with that, we end the midday news.